Chapter 11. An Appointment at US Robotics. It wasn't easy, but Paul managed to get Andrew an appointment with the director of US Robotics. Paul went with him to make sure Andrew was treated fairly. Andrew had last entered the building of US Robotics with Sir when Mansky was the director. Now he was here again with Sir's great-grandson Paul. The new director of the company was a man called Harley Smith Robertson. He had grey hair, and he wasn't wearing makeup. He didn't look very pleased to see Andrew. Andrew began to speak. "While I was working on my book, I found out that I am the oldest robot in working order," Andrew said.
"Yes, that's true," said Smith Robertson. "You're the oldest robot there will ever be. Robots aren't useful after 25 years. They're brought back to us and replaced with newer models."
"The robots you're making now aren't useful after 25 years, said Paul. "But Andrew is even more useful now than when he was first manufactured."
"He's an embarrassment to our company, said Smith Robertson coldly. "If he belonged to us, we would have replaced him a long time ago."
"But I do not belong to you," said Andrew. "I am a free robot, and I own myself." Smith Robertson looked surprised and confused. There was a long silence. Andrew looked at a holograph on the wall. It was the head of Susan Calvin, the first ever roboticist. She had died nearly 2 centuries before. Andrew had written about her in his book. Andrew broke the silence.
"You have manufactured androids, haven't you?" he asked. "Robots that look exactly like humans."
"Yes, we have," replied Smith Robertson. "But we stopped making them. They had no metal anywhere except the brain. They worked perfectly, but they were much more expensive than the metal robots. Another problem was that people didn't like the idea of robots looking so much like humans. They couldn't tell the difference, and that scared them. We couldn't sell them."
"I have come to ask you to replace my body with an android's body," Andrew said.
Smith Robertson suddenly sat up straight. He looked at Andrew angrily.
"That's impossible," he exclaimed.
"Why is it impossible?" Andrew asked. "I will pay the expenses."
"I can't replace your body without the permission of your owner," said Smith Robertson. "And you don't have one."
"I told you before, I own myself, sir," said Andrew calmly. "And as I am the owner, I am asking you to replace my body."
"But if I replace your body, you will no longer be the owner," said Smith Robertson, smiling.
"Andrew's personality is in his brain," Paul interrupted. "Therefore, Andrew's brain is the owner. Andrew wants to supply his brain with a new robotic body."
"That is right," said Andrew. "I want my metal body to be replaced with an android's body."
"We couldn't do that even if we wanted to," said Smith Robertson. "I've already told you. We don't make androids anymore."
Paul was getting angry.
"Look," he said, "when you first sold Andrew nearly a century ago, you promised his owner you would replace him after 25 years. Well, Andrew is now the owner, and his body was manufactured much more than 25 years ago. So you must replace him by law. I am Andrew's lawyer, and if you refuse to keep your promise, or if you harm Andrew in any way, we will sue you and we will win."
Smith Robertson moved uncomfortably in his chair. After a long silence, he answered.
"All right," he said. "We'll do it."